This is WPTF Radio, Raleigh, North Carolina, and I'm Reese Edwards.
Hello, everybody. Atlantic Coast Conference Tournament basketball is on the air. This is Wally Ausley.
This is Bill Jackson speaking.
Hello, everybody. Welcome now to Sportsline. Gary Dornberg with you.
I'm Tony Rixby, WPTF News.
Hello, this is Charles Kuralt, CBS News, on WPTF in Raleigh.
Well, hello, everybody. Welcome back to Carolina Newsmakers. I'm Don Curtis.
Hello, friends. This is Bill Friday, WPTF in Raleigh.
I'm Rufus Adbiston on The Weekend Gardener.
Now, here is your moderator, Tom Kemp. Thanks for watching this week's NC Spin.
Now, here is Dave Kaiser.
Hiya, well, that's good.
This is Art Devine.
This is Robert St. John in the NBC Newsroom in New York.
The Monitor edition of News of the World.
Debnam views the news. And now, here is Mr. Debnam.
Good afternoon, everyone.
Yours truly, Sam Beard
and Jim Reed
and Carl Gert.
Thank you, Sam, and greetings to all of our listeners.
This is Harriet Presley, WPTF in Raleigh, North Carolina.
Wayne Ennis standing by now with a check of the latest news.
WPTF News presents Regional Report, a digest of late happenings throughout the area.
This is Bill Ellis.
This is Jimmy Capps. For the nocturne, we send as our best.
This is Bill Schultz.
This is Warren Barfield with Kingdom Scott at the organ and a program of familiar carols.
Good morning, this is Phil Franklin.
Paul Harvey. Good day.
And this is J.C. Knowles with the North Carolina Collection on WPTF.
I'm Mike Blackman, WPTF News.
Good evening, I'm David Sherrill.
This is Robert Hager, WPTF News.
This is Bob Farrington.
Good morning, everybody. Charlie Gaddy here with Ask Your Neighbor.
Mario Dill here.
Fess Parker, our guest this morning here at News Talk 680.
Well, Jack Boston, that was a great introduction.
Everyone, great to have you with us. This is North Carolina's Morning News. I'm Brian Freeman on WPTF.
Hello, I'm your friend Bart Rittner.
Good afternoon. Welcome back to the Bob Butler Show, and this is Ned Champion reporting.
And here is Carl Venters. WPTF is the voice that shares with its neighbors what it's like to be living the life of Raw.
This is Donna Mason on 680 WPTF.
And I'm Dick Stork in the WPTF Record Vault. Good morning to you.
Tom Kearney here.
Johnny Hood on the Southern Farm Network.
Well, howdy, everybody. I'm Hap Hansen.
I'm Marlon Bowling reporting.
This is Charles Osgood wishing Mike Raley and Ann Clapp congratulations on the anniversary of WPTF's Weekend Gardener program.
I'm Mike Riley, the Weekend Gardener. Welcome in, everybody.
I'm Ann Clapp.
And this is a Tar Heel Gardener saying, keep them growing.
And that was, believe me, a labor of love to put all those voices together. And I never get tired of hearing them. Never get tired of hearing Wally Ausley. Just that brief little bit, and all those, and here Charles Osgood, who we lost last year, I guess, who came to WPTF. We joined CBS many years ago. Wow, Kuralt and all kinds of people came. That was early 90s, and Charles Osgood originated his shows. His vignettes that he would do throughout the morning on CBS, he originated those at our station. And he had a little reception for him. He was such a kind man. And to be able to watch him work, an old manual typewriter. So much history. Not with just this show, but I mean, it's just one event after another after another after another at WPTF.
Well, you know, you think about those voices and the information, the vital information that they bring to the community, and your voice is a big part of that too. And not just on the show, but as a newsman, your 50 years. at WPTF.
Yeah, half.
Giving folks, here's what's happening in the world.
Right. I was Phil Ellis on there, who had a beautiful voice. I can remember. We have somewhere a news. He does the newscast, and then he reads casualties from the Korean War. Mm. North Carolina people in Wake County, soldiers overseas. Not people necessarily who were killed, but injured. But it may have been both. But I do remember that. That was just.
Those are the kind of memories, you know, watching the news, growing up in North Carolina and watching the news and at nights during Vietnam War to see that. I mean, the body counts, I mean, it sounds morbid, but, I mean, just the memory of it.
Yeah.
It's pretty amazing.
And the great Carl Gerch, who worked at WPTF in the 1940s and 50s and who started back in the 30s, started Our State Magazine. But he was a true institution, the SO reporter and man on the street. And he is very famous. It's still used occasionally because we're still dealing with hurricanes. He borrowed C.C. Mangum owned a DC-3, I believe, airplane. And Carl Gerch borrowed that, the pilot, and took an engineer with him to North Carolina, Long Beach and Oak Island area and Wilmington and Wrightsville, Carolina, that had been destroyed by Hurricane Hazel. Hmm. And his description of that has been used so many times. Hmm. And I just missed Mr. Gerch. He passed away maybe in 1974. I had just missed the 50th anniversary of WPTF before I was hired by a few months. So I didn't get to take part in that, but Gerch was still around for that. And some of the really famous people who had Capps, Jimmy Capps was not there because he died in the late 60s. But, wow. Yeah. I'm thankful that I got to, that I kind of, my generation kind of crossed over and mingled with some of these, extraordinary people, extraordinary broadcasters, who were not working at the time, who had retired, but many who were still going and teaching me, not directly. I mean, it was kind of every man for himself. I was glad to be there. They were glad to have me, but, they'd answer questions. But, they didn't sit me down and say, you do this, you do that. It was,
You learn as you go.
You knew you better do it. You better do it. So, a lot of work. And, I developed a good work habit. I wish I'd done that in school. I would have done a lot better in school. But with work, I've had a pretty good work ethic. And I think it's paid off. Frank, I know you got to go. Frank Timberlake.
Yeah, I want to. On behalf of all of the has-been broadcasters,
Don't say that, Frank.
No. I was a broadcaster on the radio for 20 years, and then I got smart or dumb and formed. And we're celebrating our 35th year in the advertising business this year, and that's a milestone.
Yeah, man, that's
but
tough.
But on behalf of the has-been broadcasters, and on behalf of all the broadcasters. See, even if you're a has-been broadcaster, it's in your blood. When you see a microphone, you just light up.
Yeah.
And you have lit up so many lives. I'm just like a kid. I have to listen to this guy do the news every day. And if I don't hear him, I feel like I haven't been in touch with my friends.
He doesn't.
Now, that's what radio is all about.
That is.
The theater of the mind. And in his case, with the Weekend Gardener, how many problems has he led other people to solve? And speaking of that, I was at the legislature the other day, and somebody said, are you a senator? No. Are you in the House? No. Are you a lobbyist? No. I said, I hold the most powerful position in state government. I'm a citizen.
Yeah.
And you see the eyes. So on behalf of all the citizens, I implore everyone who's listening to this program today to contact NC State, write to Governor Stein. I don't care who you contact, but we want a plant named for Mike Raley. Now, Rufus's plant is in the works, and it's called the Bourbon Prickly. That ain't no chitlins, folks.
I'll tell you.
But anyway, I want to say, when I sat down at that console at WPTF all those years ago, you were one of the nice guys that showed me not to push the wrong button. my congratulations goes out to you. And I hope I'm speaking for all of the broadcasters and former broadcasters. You have and you are doing a fantastic job, and we love you, brother.
Thank you. Thank you, Frank. Love you, too. Appreciate it, brother. Thank you so much. How about that? Oh, wow. Thank you, Frank, so much. Let's head out to the State Farmers Market because Brother Billy is there. We were out there last week, and had just a wonderful time. I'll tell you, the weather was quite different. It was right airish out there.
Chilly.
A little chilly out there, Colonel. Really was. Billy, how you doing today?
I'm doing good. Enjoying beautiful weather today.
Ain't it something?
Yeah. I don't know
Uncle Russell used to say. Yeah.
I don't know how Frank. He's got all the great words. I don't.
Well, I'm just glad you're here. Love the farmer's market you know, before you know it, there'll be all kinds of vegetables and things out there. Hey, Dr. Johnson, there's so many wonderful people out there. Boy, I tell you, the last few weeks have been rough on them, hasn't it?
It has been, especially last week. It was bitter cold.
I know. And I don't know how they cope. I hope that folks went out and did business with them. I'm sure fireworks was a hot commodity.
Yeah, we had firewood, greens, and potatoes. That was our big sellers during that cold snap.
That sounds like a good Irish winter.
It sounds good to me. And today we have a guy out here where he's selling hydroponic lettuce. He's got PVC pipes set up. It's kind of neat. He'll tell you how he does all that.
So this is a strawberry guy?
No, this is a guy who just got lettuce out here.
Oh, okay. So
hydroponic lettuce.
We've had
PVC pipes set up on a frame out here where you can see.
Wow.
It's neat.
How about that? Well, that's great. That's a real education because people, I'm sure, can learn from that and would want to know how they too can grow lettuce that way.
Okay. And we got plenty of apples and greens.
Right.
And
Chris?
Potatoes. Like I said, we have some yellow potatoes and some sweet potatoes and turnips. And then we have a lot of crafters down to the middle part of the building.
Oh, hello there. Well, I know there are a lot of food people out there of one kind or another because we were just bombarded. They were doing everything but throwing food at us. There was no food. There was no food fight last night. All these nice people bringing us cookies and cakes and bread and burgers and all kinds of stuff for Rufus dogs.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Rufus, you selling
well,
books out here too?
John found some
Rufus got him a book he's signing out here, Billy. Billy, hang in there. We're gonna take a quick break and we'll be back and talk more about the State Farmers Market as we celebrate the 40th anniversary of the Weekend Gardener. And by the way, the Farmers Market's been with us the whole time. A good partner. And we'll be back at Campbell Road Nursery with the Weekend Gardener here on WPTF. And WPTF, the Weekend Gardener, Mike Raley here at Campbell Road Nursery of celebrating the 40th anniversary. We've had big time, really big time today. And Nelsa's been shopping. She's still here. She came early.
She's waiting for the food.
She's waiting for the food?
Yeah. No? She's not in here, so I can talk about her.
No, brother John.
John Hood.
John Hood.
Wow.
John. John, how you
John
doing, buddy?
Hood.
Come,
hey, John.
Rufus, talk to John Hood.
Well, this is John Hood.
Hey, John.
Of the John Locke Foundation.
One of the smartest people, if not the smartest I know.
And used to be on the week, I was going to say Weekend
NC
Gardner.
NC Spin.
NC Spin with me and Tom. And John, tell us about what a great gardener you are.
My mama told me not to tell a lie. But she also taught me a little bit about gardening.
Yeah.
So the extent to which I do not kill everything I touch is a combination of my mama's teaching and listening to Weekend Gardener.
Yeah.
Aw.
Well, I appreciate that. That is a great compliment. I used to go to legislative hearings or something. I see John would be talking, and what in the world did he say? Yeah. I have to go back and listen to it and figure out what John just said. Because, I mean, he's a little higher level than me.
Well, that's part of the strategy.
Oh,
people
okay.
figure I know what I'm talking about.
Well, that's good. That's good, John.
And I should mention this, even though I'm afraid that it always pains Rufus to hear it. But Rufus and I are, in fact, cousins.
Oh, my God.
Oh.
We're a family named Coffee.
Coffee, the Coffee family in Western North Carolina.
How about that?
Yeah, Uncle Marion Coffee.
Marion Coffee, huh?
Uncle Marion
Coffee. Oh, you got a bunch of uncles and aunts, don't you?
And he could sip coffee from about 3 inches away. And that stream.
Did he blow it and saucer it?
Yeah, saucer it. And he lived in a neck of the woods called Aho. You remember that, John?
Did somebody yell
sure
that
do.
Out? Or?
Well, the story was that one time when DeSoto was exploring the mountains, he sat down and said, "Aho."
That's it? That's the story?
That's the story.
Golly.
Okay, that's a short story.
John, are you still dancing?
I am. In fact, that's where I'm heading. I teach dancing on Saturday, so I'm on my way to work.
Do you do any ballroom dancing? Or?
Of course.
Wow.
Don't you?
No, I guess I should. That's great exercise.
I think we could arrange something.
Rufus, we need to take that up, don't we?
With my club feet, yes.
Thank you so much for coming by.
Certainly.
I really
appreciate
it.
John, have some seeds.
Thank you.
You can use a QR code to find out what the seeds are on the back.
Fantastic.
A little keepsake for us.
And there's some bulbs as you walk out the door. They're mixed. Just
I will take my best shot at it, and I'll listen to Weekend Gardener to figure out what I did wrong.
All right, John.
You'll be good.
Thank you, brother. Golly.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for coming by. What a nice treat it was. We got Billy back there at the farmer's market. Billy, where are we now? We up in the market shops?
We're going in the market shop.
All right. Well, I know it smells good in there. It smells like Christmas year-round in there in that it has that cinnamon bread. And we just kind of got an overdose of that last week, if that's possible. And they have coffee from 321 Coffee.
It's so good.
And fish. I had Rufus and I had some, swallowed some oysters, raw oysters.
Oh, yeah.
You did.
I went home and had enough food for 3 weeks.
Yeah.
From the farmer's market, Billy. Billy, do you know what... the cliff saying of the day is?
Make it quick because we got to go to news. Cliff call, by the way.
Do what is right, not what is easy, nor what is popular. And the man named Roy Bennett said that.
Billy, we'll be back, I think. We're at Campbell Road Nursery in Raleigh with a Weekend Gardener. 40 years. All right, we're back on WPTF with the Weekend Gardener. Mike Rayleigh here. Brother Rufus is with us. Phil is all over the place. She really put on an extravaganza here today. Nelson, are you leaving now? You've been out there talking all morning long. Did you just see people that? I mean, it was kind of gathering. I saw Tony Avent out there. He stuck around a right good while.
He did. We were just chatting about the old times and talking with my buddy Sean Gherkin. And,
thank you for contacting mm-hmm. him. I've thought how much I enjoyed Sean's company when he was so good so helpful for me.
We were talking about some magnolias, some different ones from the Arboretum, from Pat McCracken, some other growers. There's a couple on the Garden Hut property that are just stunning. We've been trying to get those into the JCR. They may have another selection. Phil Campbell has a beautiful one out here called Magnolia Inspiration. It's budded up, but it's probably going to be sometime late February before it flowers. But
is this one that it's in a container or?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So is it like Little Jim? Is it going to be small?
No. It's a plant that used to be called, one of your favorite plants was the Michelia, the banana kit plant.
Oh, yeah. Winter sweet.
No, winter sweet's different.
Banana shrub. Banana shrub. Banana pudding
yes.
plant.
Okay.
Yeah.
So a lot of those have been changed to magnolias from a different genus now, Magnolia. But the one that I'm referring to, it's not like Little Jim. This is a winter flowering magnolia, but even before the star magnolias or the saucer magnolias. And it's also evergreen. So we were just in conversation
about
that.
Does it have any fragrance
yes,
for the flowers?
Yes, yes.
Rufus, have you heard of that plant?
I have had a banana pudding plant. Something happened to
similar.
It.
This one's similar. Those flower later spring, but there's two great, huge specimens at the Garden Hut in Fuquay, Logan's Garden Hut in Fuquay. Yeah. Just really fragrant, beautiful, like 20, 25 feet tall. But it's just fun to talk plants. It's fun to see this nice reunion. I think we should just do this every year.
I'm telling you, ain't it good? Yeah. Yeah, I think it'd be good.
Absolutely.
While we're still all hanging on.
Yep. But Rufus, buddy.
Yes, ma'am.
Who are you pulling for tonight? Never mind. Battle of the Blues.
Here we go again.
All right.
Tammy, I'm the only one that is around on Carolina most of the time.
Yeah, a bunch of state people.
And I take all of this guff.
Yeah. Rufus, I was curious, do they have free parking for the NIT games at Carolina?
My mom wants four more chickens.
I will say this. State has the best parties of any university around. At one time I was on board of directors at J.C. Ralston Arboretum, so I do have my bona fides.
Yeah, you do.
But, Nelson, go Heels.
Okay.
All right.
You McHale man, all right.
Get you some Carolina blue kale.
That's right, because it is that glaucous blue. But, again, happy 40th.
Thank you, dear. I love you.
So enjoyed seeing everybody.
Thank you for coming out here.
All right.
Say hello to your mama.
I'll do it.
Okay. Now, Billy, I want to talk about the farmer's market rush. And I had, people were throwing food at us last week, and then I went to the farmer's market restaurant and had breakfast. I mean, we just overdosed, all of us, on food out there. And that's the name of the game at the farmer's market, isn't it?
It is. I tell you, you go to that restaurant, you're going to get food.
And if you wait, and ask for early. Well, I mean, it goes from 6 until 3, but if you want some seafood, by golly, you can overdose on that, too.
You definitely take it from home there.
Yeah.
You know, I bought some peanuts out there last time I was at the State Fair and boiled them up. Best peanuts I've had in a long time. You like doing boiled peanuts there, Billy?
Mighty country.
It's not
my thing. I don't know. Do you like boiled peanuts, Rufus?
I'm going to be honest. No.
I like kale.
I've met people here and there. I've seen them advertised on the side of the road, and I never see anybody with the sign. I don't know where the peanuts are.
Well, I don't want to condemn anybody, but why do you want to take a perfectly good peanut?
Oh, it's fantastic.
And boil it.
Well, it's fantastic.
Colonel, is that what you ate in the field when you were 82nd Airborne?
I've had a lot of stuff.
Good gracious.
Yeah. I'm probably going to be condemned for my comments.
No, that's all right. I love peanuts.
Boiled peanuts are fantastic.
Well, Billy, we need to wrap up so you can go do something else. But, folks, thank you, buddy, and thank you for sorry we left you hanging here and there. But go to the farmer's market. It's one of my favorite places in the world. And folks, we've had such a great relationship all of these 40 years. Charlie Edwards, starting with Charlie Edwards, you folks have been on the air here on this show. So thank you very much, and we'll see you soon.
Yes, sir. Y'all come see you.
All right, Bailey.
We'll talk to Paul and Johnny coming up here on WPTF's Weekend Gardener. All right. I always like it when a man says I'm live. I'm glad to be alive. Joel, thank you. I'm glad for somebody to make sure of that, confirm it.
Yes.
All right. Jeff, you okay?
I'm fine.
Did you have a good time today?
I'm fascinated by this. It's a fantastic turnout.
I know. It doesn't have anything to do with sports.
No.
Doesn't have a darn thing to do with sports, but Jeff's here.
Yes.
All right, Phil.
So, Mike,
you've just done. I've heard so many compliments about what you've put together out here.
Well, it's all my friends that have helped get everything together for you and for all of us.
Yeah, for us. I mean, it's
yeah,
not for
we're
me.
A family.
We are.
But you're like, you know, the head of the family. You know.
Oh God, and, help us.
But never in a million years when I used to, you know, back. I guess in the 50s or whenever, my dad would listen to John Harris every Saturday morning.
Yeah.
I had no, I mean, not in my wildest dreams did I ever think that I would have the opportunity to be on, and especially be on with you.
Yeah.
And Rufus and all of my friends. A lot of the people I knew before I came on the show, but, you know, it's just, my family's just gotten huge now, and I really appreciate you and what you're doing and what you've done, and I appreciate the opportunities that you've given us.
It's a real I don't know, real journey that we've had.
Yeah.
It's hard for me to believe that we've been able to pull it off, but. You know, people, you keep coming back to the show, and Paul keeps coming, driving all the way down from Henderson to the show, and our sponsors keep buying. Rufus Edmiston, one of the most famous people in North Carolina, keeps coming to do the show.
Right.
So I don't know if it's addictive or it's a real pleasure.
Well,
maybe.
It's because
it is for me.
We have a great leader in you.
Well,
my thing is, I like to help people, and I like, if I can say one thing on the show each week, just one thing that sparks someone's fancy to start gardening or that helps somebody with a problem they're having with their gardening, I feel like I've helped out.
Yeah.
And that's just how it is for me, and you've given me that opportunity, and I want to thank you for
that. Yeah, absolutely. Thank you, Phil, and you know, it's a mutual admiration society. It's been a long time. How long have you been doing the show with me? Do you know?
Well, it's probably back in the early teens. Yeah, Pat's the one. It's back around maybe 2010 or 11. Something like that. I don't know for sure, but Pat
was a listener and said, you ought to advertise for these people.
Yep. And I see one of my favorite young men and a couple of his favorite young men there. So Mr. Reeves is right here. Mm-hmm. And his lovely wife.
I had to bring security with me.
Yeah.
Hey, buddy.
All right. Yeah. I'm going to let you talk to these guys.
No, that's all right. They don't have anything to say.
They will.
They just want trouble. I mean, just... Hey, buddy. Say hey. That's figures. Figures. That's a true Rayleigh way. Hey, buddy. Everybody okay? Where's Reeves? Well, there's Reeves. Hey, buddy. Yeah, he didn't want to say anything. It's a motley crew in it, Rufus.
It certainly is. Rufus. They're going to make good gardeners. I'd like to have
rough.
You're about old enough to help me dig a hole, man.
It's a rough bunch.
I want to plant some.
They love their grandmother. Who is first here, Joel? Paul? Paul, good morning. I'm sorry to make you wait.
It's okay, Mike. You're worth waiting for.
Well, I appreciate it.
Happy anniversary.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that. Have you started your garden yet?
No, I'm finishing the roof on the little garden shed that I added on to.
Oh, okay. That's good.
No, I haven't started growing anything yet, but I did, if you got a minute, I wanted to clear up a little misconception. I meant to bring this up last week.
Okay.
You were talking about alpacas and llamas?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so, and Rufus mentioned something about them spitting. They generally don't spit at people. They say that most of the time, if you get spit on...
Well, Rufus said that.
Well, I was...
I think you got that mixed up with one of your opponents.
Only one time that that happened. I was at Alpaca Farm in northern Georgia, and this old boy, I was petting him, and he spit right on me.
Wow. Was he eating?
Well, he got me.
He wasn't slobbering. He aimed for you. Is that right? He said, don't bother me.
It wasn't mean, but he spit right in my face.
I'd be doggone.
Usually if you startle them when they're eating, they may throw some pellets at you. And if you're trying to worm them and put ivermectin down their throat.
You weren't trying to do that, were you?
No, I weren't trying to worm them. No, that goes from the other end.
Yeah, yeah. Well, see, you see why they'd spit on you. Oh, then. Yeah. Oh, might hurt. Okay, well.
The other thing that they do, because they're ruminant, they can if usually a young male is bothering a female, they can hawk stuff up from that third stomach, and when they let them have it, you think that llama is going to die. I've only seen it once, and I really did. I called these people I bought my llamas from.
I think this, Paul, was just political.
I think that llama was mad at me over something politically.
Yeah, and it just got out of hand. But, I mean, it's something you kind of used to as a politician. Yeah. Well, Paul, I appreciate it. Give our best to everybody there in Wendell.
I certainly will, sir. And again, happy, happy, happy anniversary.
Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
Bye. All right, Johnny is with us. Johnny?
Good morning, sir.
Oh, that's our Johnny Coley. How you doing, man? How's your wife?
She's doing better, a lot better. And just wanted to call in and say congratulations on 40 years and thank you for everything you've done for North Carolina Cooperative Extension over those years. So.
You're gonna stick with us a few more years, aren't you?
Well, as long as you'll have me.
Well, we'll have you as long as you'll have us. Paul's on Mike here and Mark too. Say hello, boys.
Hey, Johnny.
Hey, Johnny.
Good morning.
That's a good group there, Martin, Johnny, and Paul.
It's the triad.
good extension agents, one and all. So, what do you got going on? You don't have Master Gardener training this year, do you?
We actually may do it again this year. That's hadn't been finalized yet, but may do that. We're having a workshop today up in Oxford.
So what does that involve? Does that involve pruning demonstration?
We will cover pruning. Bill Klein, the blueberry specialist for NC State, is going to be here. He'll go over all the growing culture aspects of blueberries, and then we've got a demonstration plot of blueberries. We'll go out and do some pruning. We'll hand people some pruners and tell them to go at it.
Where is the demonstration going on? Is that on the property there in Oxford, or where are the blueberries?
It's on the tobacco research station. It's sort of an annex of that. It's off on US 158. We'll have a good workshop out there, I hope, and got a good day for it.
It turned out to be a gorgeous day. What time is the demonstration?
1:00.
All right. Where would people get information if they wanted to find out about this? Because I'm sure there are a lot of people are interested in pruning.
I think they're sold out.
Are you sold out? Okay. So there's no more room for people, huh? Well, I understand that.
We'll see. We get everybody registered, people register, and then some show up, some don't. But
right.
Anyway, as far as what we had, the capacity registered is been reached. So.
Yeah. So I appreciate it, brother. Please, you're one of our favorites. So I'm glad your wife is better and that you're going to have this demonstration. That is a valuable demonstration anytime you're involved pruning for people, because we get a lot of questions about that throughout the year.
Hopefully it's going to be a good one. But y'all have a great rest of the show, and again, congratulations. Awesome job.
Thank you, buddy.
Take care,
you're part of it. Take care.
Y'all take care.
Yes, sir. Do we have Herb next? Oh, okay. Linda, and then Herb. Linda, hey.
Hi.
Yes, ma'am.
How are you guys?
We're great. You really couldn't be better. I mean, it's been a wonderful day.
My question is about pruning. I have lime-like hydrangeas. I did not cut off the blooms from last year. Now, what do I do?
All right, well, I'll talk to the man who loves the limelight and is an expert on pruning hydrangeas, Brother Rufus.
Well, I pruned mine a little earlier than now because you're with this weather thing. A little late, isn't it, Paul, Bart?
Obviously, it depends on a spring bloomer or a late bloomer.
Yeah.
Limelight is the cultivar.
Yeah. Oh.
I would wait on this one myself. With this kind of weather,
yep.
If it stays this way for two or three more weeks, you're going to cut off some blooms.
Yep.
So that's my advice on limelight.
Is that what you wanted to hear, Linda? Or?
Do I just leave the old blooms just there?
Well, I like them because Ann used to take spray paint.
Yeah.
And paint them to look at.
Right.
Now you can snip them off at any time, as long as you don't go down and get the next blooms.
Right. But they can be, if they're well formed, they can be decorative. She used to use different color paint or some gold and silver.
So I'm going to try to snip the blooms off. They're kind of tall. I'll have to get me some help.
But don't fall.
I will not trim them.
All right. Well, I appreciate it, Linda. Let us know how that turned out.
Hey, God, love your show. You know I do. Thank you,
Linda. Great. Appreciate it. And Professor Herb, I believe, is next. Herb, how are you, my friend? Yes, sir.
Good morning, everyone. Mike, I am so disappointed I couldn't be there. But
I am, too.
But responsibility calls, you know.
That's right. You
have to do what you
have to do. That's right.
Anyway, I'm going to get off, and I just wanted to say congratulations. And I've got something for you next time I get up with you.
Okay. Fantastic.
All right. You all take care.
You too, brother. Thank you. That's Professor Herb,
yeah,
UNC, UNC professor.
What a great listener.
I know. The loyalty, that's the thing, the loyalty of people. And I can remember early in life, I was such an ardent listener of one of our competitors. So we actually own the station now, but it was the old WKIX.
Yeah.
And Eddie Wise, who was Charlie Brown on the air, and Tommy Walker, and all those guys were my heroes. And then I worked for Tommy Walker. He was program director at WPTF at one point, and Charlie worked for our company for many years, and I got to see him once in a while. But it was really awe-inspiring.
Let's say hello to Tammy Biondi.
Tammy doesn't want to say hello. Hey, Tammy.
Hello, everyone, and congratulations, Mike.
Thank you.
Well, she helped me on my book in the beginning. She's a fine lady. She's a research professional.
Oh, wow.
In the medical world.
So she...
I told her yesterday to come by and see somebody famous, meaning Mike Raley.
You're the famous one.
No.
Oh, yes.
The outpouring of my colleagues and yours over here.
I know. Isn't it wonderful?
For you, it must warm your heart.
It does.
That people appreciate you. And you've never been mean to anybody.
I have, not among this bunch.
Now, you're not on the air, though.
Yeah, you've
cut some fools.
I can be mean.
You've cut some fools off.
Yeah.
that they wanted to turn this show into political
but
stuff.
But it's so few and far between. So many, most 99% of our listeners and callers are wonderful people and their family, and I'm so thankful for them. And this has turned out to be another career for you.
Oh, absolutely. The one that I enjoy the most.
I mean, it's...
Plants don't bite you.
It's fulfilling. You know, and radio can bite you, but it hasn't. It hasn't with this show. We're kind of out on an island where nobody can touch us. Even Big Daddy. Mr. Curtis doesn't want anything to happen to us.
Well, you're a wonderful individual. And the tributes have been paid to you today are well deserved.
Yeah, it's been unbelievable. I don't know how to thank people. Jeff, thank you. Great engineering job. And Joel, back at the station, true professional that you are. And thank you for all of the people who have gotten me through these 40 years and have kept us on the air and asked questions when I didn't have a question. And you know, padded the time and kept us on the air moving for so many years.
Well, my last word is: be the kind of person your dog thinks you are.
we got dogs in here. Yeah. We got dogs. They just responded. God love you, all of you, and we will be back on next week to start another 40 years here on WPTF.
Happy anniversary.
Happy anniversary, Mike.